Listener Production.
Grim predictions this bushfire season and calls for assistance locating a missing bushwalker. Partly cloudy across the region today, heading for a top of 21 degrees in Orange and 27 in Dubbo. Hi, I'm Scott Leake and welcome to Central West Local News. As we head into summer, the latest bushfire outlook for the Central West is predicting a worse season than normal, especially after Christmas. The floods have caused major grass growth in recent months. Inspector Ben Shepherd from the RFS says while it's soggy at the moment, the land will start to dry out towards the end of summer.
We can expect those grasslands to start curing and drying out, and that's going to prove problematic for firefighters because it increases that grass fire risk. Now, with grass fires start incredibly easily. They spread incredibly quickly, in fact, three times quicker than a bushfire.
There's concern for a missing bushwalker here in the Central West. Esther Wallace was reported missing after separating from a companion at Federal Falls in Mount Kanopolis State Recreation Area at about 8 a.m. yesterday. A multi-agency search is now underway to locate the 47-year-old. Described as Caucasian in appearance with blonde hair, wearing an orange jacket, black pants and sandals. Authorities believe she may have made her way into Orange. We're still in the midst of a mild downturn when it comes to house prices in our patch. In the past month, values continue to fall across the broader Central West region. However, Tim Lawless from CoreLogic says it's hard to tell where the unit market currently stands.
We've seen housing prices continuing to fall across the Central West, but only down 0.9% over the month. Unit values were just too few sales to measure the market.
A home in the Central West will set you back an average of just under 580 grand. Buy local. That's the greatest gift we can give this Christmas, according to Business New South Wales. Many of us jumped online or went to larger retailers for Black Friday sales, but now we're being urged to spend at small businesses in the Central West. Regional Director Vicky Seckham says it's the boost our local operators need post-pandemic.
It's not so much online shopping, it's actually online shopping with, you know, a large overseas company, and that actually really affects our local economy. You can actually shop online with a local business and that really keeps the money local, and that's, you know, the money that's employing people in the economy.
The government has unveiled a new weapon in its arsenal to tackle invasive weeds across our patch. Drones will be detecting and spraying the invasive species, which have skyrocketed after all the rain. Dubbo MP Dougal Saunders says they'll be flying overhead very soon.
Literally, as soon as councils are ready to go. The training is well and truly underway. Some councils are probably at slightly different stages. Their weeds officers probably have slightly different experience. So we're supporting them to be ready as soon as possible.
Having a look at sport now, it's history in the making in Qatar this morning. The Socceroos advancing to the round of 16 for the first time since 2006. Matthew Lecky proved the difference for the green and gold, notching one past Denmark in the 1-0 win.
Cuts back inside, one way then the other. Yeah. He scores for Australia. Matthew Lecky embraces the moment for the Socceroos.
On SBS there, the goal proved vital after Tunisia sealed a massive upset, defeating reigning champions France 1-0. It meant the Aussies had to defeat Denmark.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.